flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want your kids to get good grades? I know I do. They say that there is a direct correlation between healthy children and healthy teeth. Oral health is health health. Just the last week of January, we got all the kids out of school. We took two cars. We went down to our dentist's office. And we make sure that everybody got their teeth cleaned. And we have to go to someone specifically who specializes in kids with autism so that my son Daniel doesn't freak out and have a bad experience and never want to go back. I didn't grow up like that. I didn't go to the dentist until I was grown. We just didn't have access. There were no clinics in our community. We didn't have a car to go outside of our community. So once every couple of years, somebody would come to the school and talk to us about oral health. They would bring a little bag with a toothbrush and toothpaste, and we would go home with it. And I distinctly remember one time the people came and somebody said, the dentist lady is here, because it wasn't a dentist. It was like an educator. And I remember taking the end of my skirt and wiping my teeth off because I forgot to brush my teeth that morning. And I did not know this, but this month, Governor Tim Walz signed a proclamation officially making this Children's Dental Mental Health Month. And I'm so glad that we're doing that. We're raising that awareness. Because if your children's teeth are hurting, they can't learn. If they got cavities and they're in pain every time they eat, you're going to have a problem. Especially if you have kids like me who have special needs. And so I am so glad to welcome a pediatrician who is working not just this month, but all year round to make sure that Minnesota children are getting off to a good start with their oral health. Now, joining me is Dr. Eileen Crespo. Dr. Eileen, thank you so much for making your debut on the Shaletta Show. This is your first time. You are a newbie.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Dr. Crespo, you are a practicing pediatrician, but you're also the vice president of medical services for Delta Dental. Now, through the end of February, in honor of Children's Dental Mental Health Month, you and your colleagues have been out in the classrooms, just like they did for me as a child. And delivering this message for these kids. And then you got something called the Smiles at School Kits. Now, what are these? Are they similar to what I talked about earlier, where the kids would get the toothbrush and toothpaste to take back home? Or is it something a little bit different? Because that was like 40 years ago.
Well, actually, some of these classics continue for a good reason. So number one, I want to say I'm so excited to be on your show and to be bringing this oral health information because I feel, unfortunately, you are not the only one who had the experience you had as a child. And families sometimes don't understand the importance of oral health. So this is this opportunity is just so important. But getting to the oral health kits, as you mentioned, February is Children's Dental Health Month, and yes, Governor Walz did make that proclamation. And same, it is mostly to really get some awareness around the importance of oral health for children to thrive in school and everywhere else in their life when they are in, you know, better health. The oral health kits that we delivered to first graders around the state contains everything you need to get your kid kind of on the right path. So it includes a toothbrush, fluoridated toothpaste. That's something that's really important, and I oftentimes have to tell my families in the office to make sure it has fluoride because there's lots of kind of posers out there, toothpaste that don't have fluoride. You need the one that has fluoride in it. We have a water bottle in our backpack to remind kids how important it is to drink water, especially tap water that has fluoride. It has a teeny tiny floss, a booklet that has some general information, and the what we call the pièce de résistance, the most important thing to kids, which is a two-minute timer, mostly because the kids think it's really fun and they want to play with it all the time, but it actually helps them continue to brush for the entire 2 minutes.
Okay, let me just tell you, that's annoying. As a parent, I understand as a dentist that this is very important to get the kids in their routine. But I'm going to just tell you, girl, they putting me on the 2 minute timer. OK, mama, listen, you said I'll be with you in 1 minute. And so I got this 2 minute timer for my Smiles Cool Kid. And so 2 minutes has gone by. Do you want me to do another 2 minutes? I'm like, how you know? It's been a whole
That's
minute.
Right. Parents beware. That's true. It will make you have to honor your commitment if you said, give me a minute, give me 2 minutes.
Right.
Yes.
And so now this is what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but these campaigns, this particular campaign is focused on first graders. Why first graders?
So first graders are an excellent audience. In general, I would say kindergartners are kind of just, for a lot of them, it's the first experience in a school setting, so they're kind of, you know, learning their ways and learning their routines. But a first grader really is taking on more responsibility. First grade, the age that most kids are, about six, is the time that a lot of parents are allowing those kids to brush on their own. So we want, number one, I guess, is to remember that you should be supervising even six-year-olds because they're not always brushing, as you and I and everybody
baby,
knows.
Baby, okay.
So we want them to start to take some personal responsibility, but they need information. They're young, and what I find is first graders are very influenced by what they're learning at school and what their teacher said. And they will oftentimes correct their parents. You know, my teacher told me this, Mom. You know, what you're telling me isn't true. I need to play outside every day. My teacher said it's important. So for oral health, in the same way, what their teacher tells them, what they hear at school, they really pay attention and really incorporate that. So first grade is an excellent opportunity. We want kids to you know, understand that it's an important part of their routine every single day to brush their teeth twice a day, every day. So these kits really help have all the visual cues and give them all the supplies that they need.
Now, Dr. Crespo, as a pediatrician, you have spent your career taking care of kids in underserved communities. And I just have to say, I appreciate that as a product of an inner city community. You know, they used to call them the projects or the hood. Now they call them underserved. It's the same neighborhood. And so I appreciate that. But I need you to talk to me about what happens to kids who don't get good ongoing oral health. I hate to think of kids with a toothache who can't eat, who can't focus at school, who have cavities and have never had an x-ray, who've never been to the dentist. They're getting Tylenol, but once that Tylenol wears off, they still have the same problem, the same issue. What does it mean that preventative dental care is an unmet need in parts of our great state here in Minnesota?
Yes. Well, it's a sad truth that access is a significant issue that is contributed to by a variety of factors, including insurance status or whether they're uninsured or not, trying to find a clinic in their community that they can get to. Many patients have, you know, language barriers. They can have transportation barriers. There's so many things that contribute to health inequity. So the Smiles of School program is really there to try to kind of give everybody a level playing field with giving them the supplies that not everybody has. Not every kid has their own toothbrush, unfortunately. And what we know is that when kids have poor oral health in childhood, they miss school. They aren't learning. They aren't focusing. They might be up all night because their teeth are hurting. So just as you have already mentioned, I mean, these things obviously impact the child's life, the family's life. Sometimes parents can't go to work. Their kid is up all night. So we want to, you know, really get them off on the right path, which is excellent oral health right from the beginning. There's good evidence showing that poor oral health in childhood and, you know, extending into adulthood has been associated with chronic diseases like things like heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, the early delivery of infants, so preterm labor and preterm delivery. All of these things obviously are very significant health issues. And so we at Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation really want to be sure the kids are getting what they need and really getting that messaging that is so important when they're young. So they, you know, again, they set their own routines. Parents are reinforcing them and supervising and getting kids to the dentist for sure.
Well, Dr. Crespo, thank you so much for being with me today, and also to all of your colleagues over at Delta Dental for the Smiles at School program. You know, we want our kids healthy, and oral health is definitely a part of that. We want to see big, beautiful smiles on all our children, and we want them to be confident, and we don't want them to be in pain so they can be educated, so they can have fun. And just growing up, starting with that foundation in first grade, to know how important it is to brush and floss and use that dreaded two-minute timer. Dr. Crespo, if you can do anything for me on today, I'm going to need you to take the two-minute timer out the bag. Please, please, Dr. Crespo.
The kids love it, Shaletta. They love it.
But the parents hate it. But I love what you do, but I hate that timer. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we will chat soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Shaletta. Bye-bye.
All right. Do you want your kids to get good grades? I know I do. They say that there is a direct correlation between healthy children and healthy teeth. Oral health is health health. Just the last week of January, we got all the kids out of school. We took two cars. We went down to our dentist's office, and we made sure that everybody got their teeth cleaned. And we have to go to someone specifically who specializes in kids with autism so that my son Daniel doesn't freak out and have a bad experience and never want to go back. I didn't grow up like that. I didn't go to the dentist until I was grown. We just didn't have access. There were no clinics in our community. We didn't have a car to go outside of our community. So once every couple of years, somebody would come to the school and talk to us about oral health. They would bring a little bag with a toothbrush and toothpaste, and we would go home with it. And I distinctly remember one time, the people came and somebody said, the dentist lady is here, because it wasn't a dentist. It was like an educator. And I remember taking the end of my skirt and wiping my teeth off because I forgot to brush my teeth that morning. And I did not know this, but this month, Governor Tim Walz signed a proclamation officially making this Children's Dental Mental Health Month. And I'm so glad that we're doing that. We're raising that awareness. Because if your children's teeth are hurting, they can't learn. If they got cavities and they're in pain every time they eat, you're going to have a problem. Especially if you have kids like me who have special needs. And so I am so glad to welcome a pediatrician who is working not just this month, but all year round to make sure that Minnesota children are getting off to a good start with their oral health. Now, joining me is Dr. Eileen Crespo. Dr. Eileen, thank you so much for making your debut on the Shaletta Show. This is your first time. You are a newbie.
That's correct.
Oh, my goodness. Now, Dr. Crespo, you are a practicing pediatrician, but you're also the vice president of medical services for Delta Dental. Now, through the end of February, in honor of Children's Dental Mental Health Month, you and your colleagues have been out in the classrooms, just like they did for me as a child. And every delivering this message for these kids. And then you got something called the Smiles at School Kits. Now, what are these? Are they similar to what I talked about earlier, where the kids would get the toothbrush and toothpaste to take back home? Or is it something a little bit different? Because that was like 40 years ago.
Well, actually, some of these classics continue for a good reason. So number one, I want to say I'm so excited to be on your show and to be bringing this oral health information, because I feel, unfortunately, you are not the only one who had the experience you had as a child. And families sometimes don't understand the importance of oral health. So this is this opportunity is just so important. But getting to the oral health kits. As you mentioned, February is Children's Dental Health Month. And yes, Governor Walz did make that proclamation. And same, it is mostly to really get some awareness around the importance of oral health for children to strive, to thrive in school and everywhere else in their life when they are in, you know, better health. The oral health kits that we delivered to first graders around the state contains everything you need to get your kid kind of on the right path. So it includes a toothbrush, fluoridated toothpaste. That's something that's really important, and I oftentimes have to tell my families in the office to make sure it has fluoride, because there's lots of kind of posers out there, toothpaste that don't have fluoride. You need the one that has fluoride in it. We have a water bottle in our backpack to remind kids how important it is to drink water, especially tap water that has fluoride. It has a teeny tiny floss, a booklet that has some general information, and the what we call the pièce de résistance, the most important thing to kids, which is a 2-minute timer, mostly because the kids think it's really fun and they want to play with it all the time, but it actually helps them continue to brush for the entire 2 minutes.
Okay, let me just tell you, that's annoying. As a parent, I understand as a dentist that this is very important to get the kids in their routine, but I'm going to just tell you, girl, they putting me on the 2-minute timer. Okay, mama, listen, you said I'll be with you in 1 minute. And so I got this 2-minute timer for my Smiles is Cool kid. And so 2 minutes has gone by. Do you want me to do another 2 minutes? I'm like, how you know? It's been a whole minute.
Parents beware. That's true. It will make you have to honor your commitment if you said, give me a minute, give me 2 minutes.
Right.
Yes.
And so this is what I heard, and correct me if I'm wrong, but these campaigns, this particular campaign is focused on first graders. Why first graders?
So first graders are an excellent audience. In general, I would say kindergartners are kind of just, for a lot of them, it's the first experience in a school setting, so they're kind of, you know, learning their ways and learning their routines. But a first grader really is taking on more responsibility. First grade, the age that most kids are, about 6, is the time that a lot of parents are allowing those kids to brush on their own. So we want, number one, I guess, is to remember that you should be supervising even 6-year-olds because they're not always brushing, as you and I and everybody
else. Baby, okay.
So we want them to start to take some personal responsibility, but they need information. They're young, and what I find is first graders are very influenced by what they're learning at school and what their teacher said. And they will oftentimes correct their parents. You know, my teacher told me this, Mom. You know, what you're telling me isn't true. I need to play outside every day. My teacher said it's important. So for oral health, in the same way, what their teacher tells them, what they hear at school, they really pay attention and really incorporate that. So first grade is an excellent opportunity. We want kids to you know, understand that it's an important part of their routine every single day to brush their teeth twice a day, every day. So these kits really help have all the visual cues and give them all the supplies that they need.
Now, Dr. Crespo, as a pediatrician, you have spent your career taking care of kids in underserved communities. And I just have to say, I appreciate that as a product of an inner city community. You know, they used to call them the projects or the hood. Now they call them underserved. It's the same neighborhood. And so I appreciate that. But I need you to talk to me about what happens to kids who don't get good ongoing oral health. I hate to think of kids with a toothache who can't eat, who can't focus at school, who have cavities and have never had an x-ray, who've never been to the dentist. They're getting Tylenol, but once that Tylenol wears off, they still have the same problem, the same issue. What does it mean that preventative dental care is an unmet need in parts of our great state here in Minnesota?
Yes. Well, it's a sad truth that access is a significant issue that is contributed to by a variety of factors, including insurance status or whether they're uninsured or not, trying to find a clinic in their community that they can get to. Many patients have, you know, language barriers. They can have transportation barriers. There's so many things that contribute to health inequity. So the Smiles of School program is really there to try to kind of give everybody a level playing field with giving them the supplies that not everybody has. Not every kid has their own toothbrush, unfortunately. And what we know is that when kids have poor oral health in childhood, they miss school. They aren't learning. They aren't focusing. They might be up all night because their teeth are hurting. So just as you have already mentioned, I mean, these things obviously impact the child's life, the family's life. Sometimes parents can't go to work. Their kid is up all night. So we want to, you know, really get them off on the right path, which is excellent oral health right from the beginning. There's good evidence showing that poor oral health in childhood and, you know, extending into adulthood has been associated with chronic diseases like things like heart attacks, strokes, diabetes, the early delivery of infants, so preterm labor and preterm delivery. All of these things obviously are very significant health issues. And so we at Delta Dental of Minnesota Foundation really want to be sure that kids are getting what they need and really getting that messaging that is so important when they're young. So they, you know, again, they set their own routines. Parents are reinforcing them and supervising and getting kids to the dentist for sure.
Well, Dr. Crespo, thank you so much for being with me today, and also to all of your colleagues over at Delta Dental for the Smiles at School program. You know, we want our kids healthy, and oral health is definitely a part of that. We want to see big, beautiful smiles on all our children, and we want them to be confident, and we don't want them to be in pain so they can be educated, so they can have fun. And just growing up, starting with that foundation in first grade, to know how important it is to brush and floss and use that dreaded two-minute timer. Dr. Crespo, if you can do anything for me on today, I'm going to need you to take the two-minute timer out the bag. Please, please, Dr. Crespo.
The kids love it, Shaletta. They love it.
But the parents hate it. But I love what you do, but I hate that timer. Thank you so much for being on the show, and we will chat soon.
Thank you. Thanks, Shaletta. Bye-bye.
All right.